Hello and welcome to Impact Dad, the official podcast for Alief ISD. I'm your host, Kristen Hunt Cathy. I am so excited to be here with two amazing individuals who I've actually been hunting down for quite a long time. So I'm so excited they're able to sit here with us and talk to you all about the amazing secondary curriculum opportunities we have here currently in Alief ISD and what we'll be planning for the future. So I'm going to start right now with Dr. Brandy Brotherton. Make sure you introduce yourself to the audience.
All right. Good morning, Ms. Cathy. My name is Brandy Brotherton. I am the Director of Advanced Academics and Post-Secondary Outcomes here in Alief ISD. I am starting my 23rd year here in Alief ISD. I have been a teacher, a coach, an advanced academic coordinator at the campus level, an assistant principal, associate principal, all at Elsick High School for 14 years, and then moved over and was the principal at Alief Early College High School for 7 years, where we were a national blue ribbon in 2024, and then moved over into the district office as the Director of Advanced Academics and Post-Secondary Outcomes. And really, my goal here in Alief ISD is just to provide our students with every opportunity that we can in order to ensure that they are successful when they leave us.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, then we're moving on to, really, I mean, everyone should know this lady because we're in this building because of her, Jennifer Baker. Ms. Jennifer, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'm Jennifer Baker. I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education here in Alief, and I've only been here 9 years, but I got the bug bite and I'm here for this is it for me.
Yes.
I absolutely love what I do. Working here at the Center for Advanced Careers. And also, I support teachers on the campuses too, and I support anything that has to do with careers and technology, basically is what that is. So anything that can get a kid ahead when they leave Alief is what my goal is, very similar to Dr. Brotherton. We just want our kids to have every opportunity and every credential needed to be in the front of the line when they leave us to go get a job if that's what they want to do, or to go on to college and have the confidence that they did everything they could while they were in school that got them ready to go on to college. So and I've been having a lot of fun doing this job.
Listen, I know I try to come here as often as possible. And even if the audience can see today, you actually have a lot of students just touring the building, which I know happens a lot. So today, one of the things our families, when we polled them and we asked them, what's most important for you as it relates to what Alief ISD could provide? The first thing is academic rigor, right? And so, especially for you, Dr. Brotherton, since you've been here so long and so many different directions, can you tell our audience a little bit about the secondary curriculum as it relates to what we've been able to provide our students? And of course, we'll pivot to Ms. Baker to kind of talk about some new things on the horizon as well.
Absolutely. So when we think about the curriculum here in Alief ISD, we really can meet an array of needs no matter where our student currently is, whether it is on-level curriculum, providing the best curriculum at that level, or moving into advanced academics. We offer dual credit courses to our students where they go to school for high school and college at the same time. We have students that are leaving with over 80 hours of college credit and taking that to the university.
And that's at no cost, right?
That's at no cost.
That's wonderful
to
know.
All supplies, all books, everything is free for our students.
Wonderful.
We also offer honors courses, pre-AP advanced coursework, where our students are prepped for those AP and dual credit courses. But really, whatever level our students come to us, we are prepared to serve them.
I love that. Love that. And Ms. Baker, we're going to piggyback to you.
Okay. So what we do in career and technical education is we offer students workforce ready type curriculum and programs of study is what we call them. So anything that you think of from vet science, automotive, welding, construction, culinary arts, engineering, all of those things fall under my purview. And the same thing, we We have several of those that offer advanced academic credit. Some of them are AP, same thing there. We do something called on-ramps, which is kind of like AP courses in our computer science area. And then we do a lot of our programs also end with dual credit and have multiple hours of dual credit. But the most important thing that we do when we're choosing these programs, it's got to be something that the community is asking for.
Right.
So, and something that if a student graduates and they want to go right to work, we have the community, we have the need in the community for those jobs.
Sure.
So we listen to the community. We definitely listen to the students.
Yes.
Because if the students aren't interested in it, the course will not make.
That's right.
So that's a big part of it. And then, of course, what does it get them when they leave us? Is it putting them ahead or is it just making them one of the crowd? We want to be ahead. So all of our programs have all those checklists that we check off to make sure that what we're offering is exactly what the community wants and needs.
And if I can add to that, Miss Kathy, Miss Baker and I work very closely together in a lot of realms because we are offering these courses to our students and it takes a team, right?
Yes.
And so right now here in ALEAF, we currently, this school year, 25-26, launched the Teach ALEAF program where we're growing our own educators right here in ALEAF and we have them on a pathway where they're not only able to push into elementary schools through their practicum, but they're also able to earn many dual credit hours in the field of education that will transfer directly to the university. We also have our pre-engineering pathway that will launch in the next school year, where any of those kids interested in STEM engineering can begin their dual credit advanced pathway and leave with up to 30 hours that will transfer directly to UT Tyler, Texas A&M, and potentially U of H into their engineering programs. But we have to work collectively in order to help our students be successful.
That's wonderful. And I'm glad that you brought that up because that really goes into our next point where we're talking about the PVAA and STEM pathways. So, of course, one big thing when we talk about alignment is that we want our community to understand it doesn't necessarily just start in secondary, right? Because they're missing the former years. So this year, of course, ALEAF implemented that STEM pathway. So we have the Horn STEM Academy. We also have OLLI. And of course, they're looking at the intermediate. So this really shows our families about that intersection and alignment that we have and those opportunities that we have. And same thing with PVAA. So I'm so happy that you both mentioned that because we want to let our parents know that, you know, it's going to be streamlined for all of their kiddos. So that's wonderful. And that really also goes into the district strategic plan, where the first part is about academic achievement. I think last year on the podcast, we interviewed some amazing students that were working at our ALEAF stores. Mm-hmm. And to talk about it in a sense of this is a real world, real life experience. If people ever come to visit this building, which they should, we have an amazing bistro that just reopened for the year. So their food's amazing. You know, of course, coming to get your car serviced or having your pet groomed, all of those, as you said, are real life skills. And because we're in such a diverse community, listening to the community, listening to the students, of course, as you said, is so imperative because you do want to prepare them for the real world. But it has to be something that they want to make a career out of and not necessarily a job. So thank you so much for talking about that. So when we talk about CTE and dual credit and we talk about how do we kind of weave that into all of the secondary curriculum that we have here in the school district?
So the CTE dual credit that we offer is definitely, I mean, completely integrated into exactly what the students are going to need in order when they leave for us for high school, I mean, for college. And so it's imperative that our teachers, which many of them are what we call embedded teachers, they're regular ALEAF teachers that got hired on as an adjunct professor for the community college. And so they understand the curriculum, they understand the students. So it's all so much better for our kids when we have those types of our own teachers working with our own kids. So we're very, you know, sure about making that type of process for the kids happen.
That's wonderful. So when we talk about critical thinking, right, that which is so important, and real world application and problem solving, Dr. Brotherton, I'm going to direct this to you. In what ways do you believe the secondary curriculum here in A-LEAF emphasizes those particular things?
Well, honestly, Ms. Kathy, it starts way before secondary. We actually begin this process intertwining into our curriculum in third and fourth grade. Wow. Through our Young Innovator Scholars Academy at our elementaries and our intermediate schools. And what we want to do is really ensure that our students have opportunity and access to mm-hmm. those opportunities and experiences. And what that looks like at any level is project-based learning, problem solving, critical thinking that is embedded not only into the lessons, but where we put students into spaces where they can experience that. Mm-hmm. Because what we know is that if our students never have the lived experience and they never see where they're trying to go, they can't get there.
Right.
And so we try to intertwine that into everything we do, whether that be through taking our students on field trips, bringing in business partners that have professions that are those that are similar to what our students are interested in, and really putting them into spaces where they can see their future selves in those arenas. And so providing all of those opportunities for our students is so important in this idea of giving them access That's and right. opportunity for the life that they want when they leave us.
So it's really about exposure, right?
Absolutely.
That making sure we're exposing our students, some who may never have been able to get this experience outside of the confines of A-LEAF ISD, but letting them see what they could be.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yes, ma'am. So we talk about Portrait of a Graduate, and that was something that the district did a soft rollout maybe last year to give our students the visual of what they can be and what we're preparing them for as they get ready to leave the confines of the district. And so one question I want to ask you, ladies, as we're looking ahead, how do you each believe that the district is preparing to meet the needs of future graduates with the skill set to be able to function in the 21st century and beyond? So, Ms. Baker, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, this is right up our alley in CTE. Yes. So the whole experiential that you're talking about, we provide that here. So at the center and even at our high schools, our students are in industry standard laboratories. So everything that we're using right now on this podcast is what you would find in industry. And mm-hmm. in some cases, even better, because Mr. Goetsch is making sure that we have the best.
That's right.
That's the same with any of our labs in CTE, is that what they're doing when they're in school with us is exactly what they're going to be. The software, mm-hmm. the skill set. We work with businesses so closely and in industry so closely that many of them are telling us exactly what we need to do to train these kids to leave and go straight into industry. So we have partnerships like that. And then we have the people that we hire to teach our kids all mm-hmm. come from industry. Mm-hmm. So if you're a CTE teacher, you typically didn't go to school to be a teacher. You went to school to do something else. And so those are the people that have worked in industry that we love to put with our students.
Yes.
Because now they're teaching them what it's like to be out in the real world. And this is a skill set. And our teachers stay up to date with all the latest and greatest. And so I have to say that A-LEAF is so supportive of mm-hmm. giving us the funds that keeps these things at the level that they're at. And without that support, this would not be happening. And we have incredible business partners that also see this
yes.
as an important investment in
yes.
their future employees.
Yes.
So it's fun to see this whole circle thing happen with employers, with our students learning, from our teachers who come from industry and industries who value what's happening here.
Yes.
And coming here to pick up our kids right out of high school many cases. And then those kids that are going on to college, like I said, we have such rigorous programs in A-LEAF for these kids. They're getting into really impressive colleges.
Yes, yes.
And that's been fun to watch. Our health science kids, many of them are coming out with industry-based certifications that the industry wants, and then but they're using that as a that's what I'm going to do while I'm in college kind of job. Pharmacy tech, certified nurse assistant, which we've now changed over to patient care tech, EKG and phlebotomy. I could go on, but they're using those skill sets to get them in those evening jobs if they're going to college, or it looks great on a resume that they have all these certifications. And they're finishing high school, and now they're getting into colleges that they want to get into that other kids wouldn't be if they didn't do all that. So I think ALEAF is preparing our kids.
Yes.
I feel like we are.
Oh, yeah. I remember coming when you had the aeronautics and the plane, and they said, oh, well, the kids, I said, what do you mean the kids built
they
it?
Built
it was
plane.
Amazing. And to see your students that are getting the drone certification, we actually had them at our Education Foundation golf tournament.
Yeah.
And some of them say, hey, I have a job on the side where I'm flying my drone for real estate business and getting close to $1,000. I'm like, I made $5.25 work at the drive-thru at McDonald's in Mutland, Texas at 16. And these kids are really walking away with something that I wish was available, you know, when I was in school, which again speaks to the testament of, again, academic rigor and academic success and what ALEAF realizes is important for the foundation of our kids. So Dr. Brotherton, as I would say, immediate past principal at a National Blue Ribbon campus, what are your thoughts about that? How is you believe the district's preparing kids for the future?
So what I know about our ALEAF kids is that we have the brightest students anywhere.
Yes.
They just need the opportunity to shine. And so I feel like our teachers and our administrators and our community and our board pour in so deeply to our students that once they make the decision that they want to be successful, they can be. Because they have so much support. So my goal is always to ensure that our students, when they do go into these occupations and into these fields and certifications that Ms. Baker is speaking of, that they can be critical thinkers, that they can be effective communicators, that they know how to collaborate, and that they know how to be good teammates in a space where sometimes those soft skills are overlooked. And what we know is that they are the most valuable skills needed because they're going to get the certification. They're going to get the academic needs that these companies want, but can they walk in and hold their own in those spaces of soft skills?
Yes.
And so I feel like every day we're working to ensure that they have both sides of the spectrum when it comes to being successful when they leave us. And I believe so deeply in ALEAF ISD and in our students that I drop my life off. I drop my baby girl
right
here in ALEAF ISD.
That's right.
Every morning, because I know the caliber of programs, teachers, and just people in general that operate in this realm of accountability and love here in this district. And I know the opportunities that our students have when they leave us to be successful.
I love that. And it, even that speaks to the testament, like you said, of you. It's not that you're employed here and that you've been here for well over two decades, but your baby goes here. And so when we think about that in the district, again, paying attention to what parents want, I reflect back on a survey that we shared last year with our families to ask them about what curriculum would you like to see be embedded in the district. The first one was STEM. Well, we've got that. Second is PVAA. We've got that. And then we have the third one, single gender. And we are starting our TWILS, the Young Women's Leadership School, that will be open in fall 2026. So Dr. Brotherton, again, I'm going to pivot back to you to talk about what will that curriculum look like as it opens next fall with our sixth and seventh grade girls?
Absolutely. So when we think about the Young Women's Leadership School, it will be a campus that is really founded on this this idea of high academic standards. Yes. And so all of the courses that will be offered at that campus will be advanced, okay, whether it be an advanced academic curriculum at the pre-AP level, an AP advanced placement course, a dual credit course, or an on-ramps level course, which, as Ms. Baker stated, is very similar to a dual credit course.
Okay.
And so all of the curriculum will be really tailored to ensure that our young ladies, that our young girls that come through are exposed to this high level of rigor in the classroom, and that we really scaffold for them in order to ensure that they are successful.
I love that. And I know our families are so excited about it. So ladies, as we close again, I want to thank you for coming on this podcast to really share, not necessarily just so much about secondary curriculum, but how it ties into everything that ALEAF is doing to prepare our children for the next level. Again, we always understand that parents have choice. We want that choice to always be ALEAF ISD, because we say ALEAF ISD is a smart choice. Mm-hmm. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in again to another amazing episode of Impact Ed. Please tune in to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. Visit our website at www.aleafisd.net, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.